Welcome to Truth for You, as a space for real talk about life's truth.
They want to know your feel.
But really say out loud.
No filters,
no judgment. Just honest conversations that reminds us that we are not alone.
We are not alone.
Let's unfold and spoken together.
Together.
Hey, welcome to Truth for You's podcast. And today we're going to have some real-time conversation. And like I said, in the Truthful Years podcast, we'll be unfolding the lies, the common lies that we always tell ourselves. We'll unfold the lie and we'll see the truth of it. So today, I'm really going to talk about something that most of us have been doing. The lie that is too common into our societies, and now it looks like it's the truth. But the reality is, it is not a truth, it's a lie. And that is the lie of, I'll be happy when. I'll be happy when. Some other people call it a delayed happiness lie. Do you know what that is? Okay, so for example, I, for one, for the longest time, I've been telling myself, I'll be happy when I finish school. When I was in primary school, I was like, oh, I'm going to be so happy when I finish school. And then I finished school. And then I joined secondary school. And then I started again saying, I'll be so happy when I graduate from secondary school. And that was done. And then I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get to university. I'll be so happy to join a university. And then I joined the university. And it went on and on. I can't wait to like graduate. I'll be so happy when I graduate from university. And then I graduated. And then that was it. Again, I was telling myself, I'll be so happy when I get a job. And then I got the job. And then I'm like, I'll be so happy if I get a promotion. You see, like, we always find one reason to the other of I'll be happy when. So we do tie happiness to achievement, thinking it's a reward for success, but it's not. Again, but once we reach that goal, another one appears. I said I'm going to be happy when I finish school. I finished school. Was I happy? Was that like the end goal? No, it wasn't. And I was like stressing out for when am I going to get a job? Another thing. So we are not really happy for where we are at the moment, and we are not fulfilled with the present. That is why we are tying our happiness to future goals and future achievements. And the truth is, we'll never be happy if that's the definition of happiness to us. We will never be happy. Because we've tied our happiness to what can happen next. I'll only be happy if I get, if. And I'm never going to be happy where I am. I'm never like going to be happy to what I've achieved so far. So we're conditioning ourselves. Perhaps we're conditioning ourselves, or the society is conditioning us to chase instead of living. We compare our lives to others and we often feel behind, like, we always feel like we're never there. And the truth will never be there. If this is the mindset that we'll be carrying throughout life, we'll never get there. Because I think we're being clouded with the fear that makes us think we're not enough. And there are some other milestones in life that we have to reach to feel enough. But I came to realize we are never going to be enough if that is how we're defining big enough. By achieving some other milestones in life and not seeing what you already have at the moment, what we have achieved so far, from where we are from and where we have reached at this point in time. If we can't free ourselves from imaginary happiness, we're never going to be happy. I'm really sad to tell you that this is the truth. If our happiness is tied to what I can achieve or what I will achieve next, we will never be happy. Never. As I'm speaking right now, take a moment to think and reflect where you're from and where you are at the moment. Just think about it. Do you remember when you said you'll be happy when you reach there? Next question is, are you happy? Are you really happy? Or are you chasing the next thing? You have graduated. You have gotten the job. Your salary is a good figure. And now you're not happy because you're not married. And now you're not happy because you don't have a car. And now you're not happy because you don't have a house of yours. You don't possess a house. And now you're not happy because you're too fat. So there is a mentality that we have really entertained it for so long, and we think that is how life should be, but it isn't. Happiness is not found in what you will achieve next. Because I'm telling you, as much as you think you're going to be happy when you get married, once you get married, it's not going to be the marriage again. It's going to be, I'm going to be so happy when I get a child. Once you get a baby, it's not going to be about the baby anymore. It'll be the next thing. I'm going to be happy if I'll be able to go to a vacation. So really, that is not happiness, at least for what I know. I do not think happiness is being tied to something else or to other milestones or to other achievements. I do not believe so. Happiness is now, not later. We'll have to shift our minds from I'll be happy when to I am happy while. I have to repeat that. We have to change our mindset from I'll be happy when to I am happy while. I do not say you should not be chasing your goals and your dreams and wanting to get whatever you want to get. But we have to be present. We have to be present. We are always, our minds are always shifting from one thing to another. We are never present. We never appreciate the moment. And that is why it always passes us by. It is always goes by. Because we are never there. Like, we are never present at the present. Yeah, we're never present at the present. It's in the morning, you have woken up, you are exercising, but your mind is asking you, what are you going to have for breakfast? Your mind is not even to that act like, no, be grateful that you have the capacity and the ability to stretch your body. Be there, be present that you can run. Be present and be grateful and be happy that you can move your body anyhow. But no, our minds aren't there for that particular thing that we're doing. What are we going to have for breakfast? And then you get to the bathroom to shower. Instead of being present to like, I feel so good over my body. I'm like, how am I going to get to work? We're always thinking of the next thing, we're never present. And I think we are never happy because we lack that sense of gratitude, even to the tiniest and the smallest things that we practice every day. So as much as we are chasing our goals, we want to get where we want to get, we have to be happy while chasing our goals, happy while I wait for the promotion, happy while I wait to find my dream partner, happy while I wait to graduate. I am happy because I have this opportunity to study while I wait to graduate. I am happy that I have a place to earn money while I wait for the promotion and I work towards the promotion. So we also have to understand that joy has to be found, or happiness rather, has to be found in the process and not the outcome. If you're not happy while you're single, sweetheart, I don't think you're going to be happy once you get married or once you get into a relationship. That's a naked truth. If you're not happy with your soul while you're single, I guarantee you, the chances of you being happy in a relationship are starting with minus, are starting with that, you know, minus something, minus and then a number. Because you have like little chances to be happy with somebody else if you're not happy with yourself. Plus, as much as you're single, be happy that you're single. Be happy that you are learning to know yourself. You're getting to know yourself. Be happy that you can, you have all this time to do all the things for yourself. While you wait to be in a relationship while you wait to find the right person for you. And if you're miserable while you're single, you'll be double miserable in a relationship, like triple miserable. Because you're carrying your own miseries plus the other person's miseries plus the two. And you're not going to find the answer. Another thing, I think we should be practicing gratitude daily in each and everything that we do. We have to be present and be thankful. Just pause. I'm really going to mention the tiniest or the latest, the sometimes invisible things that we are able to do them and we take them for granted. Just as one as being able to breathe. Like our lungs, our nose, our mouth, and all our air passage. It's fine. It's okay. So we can take in the air and breathe it out with not the help of machine or any foreign substance that is helping us to breathe. In the same time, as much as we're taking in this breathing for granted, there are others are asking God at this time and moment to just help them to breathe on their own. As much as we are able to take food inside our stomachs through the natural processes, and the food is being digested and it goes where it's supposed to be going naturally, that alone is an act of, we should be grateful for that. That we are able to drink water naturally, that itself is something we should be grateful for. That you are able to walk, that you are able to talk, that you are able to touch, that you are able to smell, that you are able to feel, that you are able to see. All these things, the list can go on and on and on and on and on. These are the things we should be grateful for. So we have to practice in gratitude. Yes, I know your head hurts and you're tired for the pain that you're experiencing in your head, but at least you have other things to be grateful for. And one thing I learned is the more gratitude you practice, the more happy you become. So like I said, happiness has to be a process, not just an outcome. Like we should be happy in the process and not the outcome. And the last thing maybe I could mention is what if success wasn't about arriving? How do we define success? Like, is success the end goal, really? Is really what we call success? After you just got married? After you just landed that job that we wanted to have for a long time? After you just got a promotion? Is that how we define success? Maybe what if we redefine success to, it isn't about arriving, but rather how we lived each moment that led us to that point, to the arrival point. How I positioned myself when I was single, invested in myself, took care of myself, learned about myself, knowing what I want, knowing what I do not want, not learned about my behaviors, worked about them. I went to therapy. I processed my traumas. I did all of this thing. And then now I found the man of my dreams. So as we assume that success wasn't just about finding my dream man, but rather success was about all the work that I did to make me better and to position myself, find a right man for me. So we do have a task, I and you both, to now redefine what we really mean when we say success. So happiness isn't waiting for you to some finish line. It is here in this moment, in these small things. It is how you choose to see life every day. My darling, stop waiting. Stop waiting to be happy. Stop waiting to finish at the finish line to be happy. Stop waiting to achieve something to be happy. Choose happiness now. Now, as I speak right now, as you're listening to me right now, take a pause and think about your life. Just the littlest thing, from what you did from when you wake up to this moment and see the things that you're grateful for and be happy about them. Be happy. So I'd love to see in the comment what's the one thing that you have thought about or you can do today that will bring you happiness without waiting for someday. Like as you're listening to it now, please comment one thing, a little moment or a little action that you have done or you are going to do today that will bring you happiness. And if this episode spoke to you, kindly share it with a friend who needs to hear it. And I'd love to also hear your perspective when it comes to happiness. What do you think? Do we really have to wait to be happy, or do we have to be happy now? We have to change the narratives and tell ourselves the truth. And that is it from me today. Kindly subscribe, like, comment, and share so that we can grow the Truth for You as podcast together. And yeah, that's it. I would really appreciate that. It is your host, Judy, and this is Truth for You as always. Bye.